Nice to see you. We had I'm sitting here in Salida, and we happily have my cousin from Boulder and her dog came down. So I shooed them all out of the house this morning. I said, "You all gotta go. There's too much chaos in this house. So go for a hike or something, and go be peaceful in nature. It's great." So I really appreciated that gift of a little solitude this morning. So this morning I just wanted to talk a little bit about I'm usually a little more scripted, but I have some scribbled notes here and there. Just about how I my history of meditation and how I got here, and then but most particularly like how we sit with ourselves and over a period of time. I have was always drawn to meditative practices. Always enjoyed, of course, you know, the peace of music and movement and dance. And when I was in art school, I remember we had some really interesting classes in art school. And one of them was Tai Chi. And I thought, well, I don't know what the heck that has to do with theater, but whatever. And it was, you know, a very, it was kind of out there then, at least in my world as a young student. But I loved it. I loved it. She was a master teacher, and I don't know that we truly appreciated that then. But I've always held on to that thread because I think that was my first real moving meditation understanding of that. And then I think that's what I was drawn to originally, looking for a yoga studio in New York. And I found it at the Integral Yoga Institute in a Hatha class, and the meditation part of it was very intriguing to me. And so I was always kind of in search of that. And over the years, kind of dabbling in different kinds of meditation, guided meditations, and you know, kind of, what do you call it? Like ambient tonal beats, kind of zone out meditation. I always found it very peaceful, and I found that I could drop in pretty well and go to some state. And kind of a what I found out later is in my yoga practice and when I was teaching yoga, I loved the my classes always tended to have a little more shavasana at the end, a little more meditation. And then I took a yoga nidra class and was like, okay, you know, this is like the yoga sleep meditation. And I liked that very much. But over the years, I've found that that's very restorative and very helpful. But finding a home here in this way, in this beautiful Zen way, has been its own journey over the last several years. And well, I'm gonna pepper this with a few quotes because Percy, I think you'll appreciate this. Thich Nhat Hanh has been showing up for me a lot lately, in particular. You know how those things happen. Synchronistic and all that. So I will start with this one. And it's a shorter version of the longer quote. To stop and communicate with yourself is a revolutionary act. You sit down and stop that state of being lost, of not being yourself. You begin by just stopping whatever you're doing, sitting down, and connecting with yourself. In just a few seconds, you can connect with yourself. You know what is going on in your body, your feelings, your emotions, and your perceptions. And I just thought that really encapsulated a big a big part of what I've learned here with Springs Mountain Sangha and this way and this Zen practice. And I've thought a lot about different ways that I have not just practiced, but I'm still learning to sit with certain things. And the discomfort of it not always being peaceful, the thing I thought I always wanted, to be able to really sit with yourself can be challenging sometimes. And sometimes it's great. And sometimes it is that beautiful, peaceful state. And you think, wow, that was, you know, that was in me also all along. Too many thoughts, right? So to sit with deep grief, to sit with great joy, to sit with the chaos of the world as it seems to be weighing on us all collectively more so than usual in this last period of time, to be able to sit with that is hard sometimes. And I know you've heard me use the word anxiety a few times this year. It's kind of a little bit new for me. I think that I have taken my state of ease for granted sometimes. And so having a lot of anxiety has been kind of new for me. It was kind of onset by I had a mild concussion back in April. And I think so some of it started just from a physical state. And which is so much better now. So I've been tending to all those things, but it was a new piece to sit with, and that with the world and, you know, loss, personal loss and just life changes and all these things. Sometimes I would sit and I think, wow, it is really busy in here. It's really busy. And I sometimes, and maybe you all have experienced this, sometimes you can go, okay, everybody in here, we're going to take a little time out. Everybody calm down, take a nap. It's like, you know, puppies or toddlers or something. And like, everybody just needs to take a nap and let me have a little peace. But sometimes it just doesn't work that way. And you're like, okay, we're all going to sit down together. And I think before finding this way, that would have just thrown me for a loop. I always said, well, I'm just not going to sit with you all because that's just silly. You know, it's its own practice to go, okay, we're all in here and we're all going to sit down. And, you know, it's kind of like the paparazzi in the newsroom. Go, I can't take care of all of you at the same time. I can take one at a time. So if that's the thread that's going to grab me today, then okay, I'll just sit with that one. And it's really interesting to see where it ends up. That can be just paying attention to that one thing I have found can be the thread that leads you to remembering the vastness, or takes you to that field, or takes you down the river, whatever it is. And then, well, look at that. I just had to pay attention. And then, okay, and then I'll pay attention to the other thing later, or in the next sit, or whatever may come up. But I think it has taught me to pay attention rather than to deny that all these things are actually going on, which is very tempting. Which brings me to another Thich Nhat Hanh quote, which has popped up a couple of times. So I actually saved it and put it in a note. And this struck me because, and you, I don't know who gave the talk that's in my head, and I'm sure you've heard it by, you know, different speakers, but if you talk to people kind of across the board, they may say they, you know, they want this or they want that, or they're searching for this or that, but really everybody wants to be happy. They just want to feel good. They want to be happy in their life. And so this quote struck me. To be happy, we need to take some time each day to sit down and identify the kind of energy that's motivating us and where it is pushing us. That struck such a deep chord in me. Like, really look at that. Say, do I? And for me, that just brings up a lot of questions. So I know I'm feeling, you know, a grief or an anxious feeling about something, or, and is that then coloring everything that I do? And is that what I would choose? Or is it or am I allowing it to choose me? And can I just look at that and pay attention to that and then move on from there? So I'm curious. Well, I want to share one more thing, and then I want to ask you some questions. Because I really loved this, and I think this is a very important piece of having found you all, those that are close and those that are farther away. I think it's a great gift, this Sangha. And so my last quote for the day. If you have a Sangha to take refuge in, then you will be supported in those moments when you feel down. The Sangha will embrace you, will support you, will encourage you. And with the Sangha, you are again on the path. So whether or not it is, you know, 2 people on the screen, 30 people on the screen, 12 people in the room, or a combo platter, and whether we're actually sitting here looking at each other or not, I have found that to be a great support in my practice, knowing that somewhere you all are walking your own paths and doing your own lives, and that we have, you know, walked together for a time, and we continue to do that. But what I'm really curious about is, how do you sit when you don't want to sit, or it's uncomfortable to sit, or darn it, you're going to sit anyway. And really, if it's, especially when you kind of don't want to sit with you, like, how do you find that? And I'm just curious what everyone else has experienced on that front. And with that, I will say thank you for giving me this platform.